on the program, and they, after their deliberation, should have been 1715, not 1715, 1715 until 1800. So it's now about 10 past.
Yes.
And we're out on track, as it were. And I've asked the commission secretary to clarify certain things. We're going to have to ask the Raj just to take this, in case they do think DGI is now beginning to chair, co-chair or something. No, but we asked the liaison director to just clarify something for us in terms of terms. But we also have our own state, as you know, state legal advisor, Advocate Baker, who's who's actually will be asked to just confirm certain aspects. I say this because these were the details that were in fact examined by the task team. I know it was one of the parameters and areas that they dealt with. So I'm sure they will just also clarify certain things for us. We don't, but it would be pointless to speculate, as it were, without a confirmation of the facts. I think that that's important. The other thing, just to remind members, there were 23 candidates for this interviewing process, but one withdrew. And just to give members the name again, Andre?
Mr. Alan Beasley withdrew.
So that was simply a voluntary, once he was advised he was on the shortlist, he withdrew his nomination. So we then would have interviewed 22 nominees. 22 of them. And we all know we had a list of those names. And this was originally scheduled to end on Friday, and for various reasons, overseas flights, problems and so on, we have to extend this to today to ensure that the program remains on track and so on, which is where we are this time. We've also said, members, that we would want to allow the different members, the political groupings and so on, them to discuss the process so far with that, their respective political principles. But that does not preclude, as it were, an earlier set of deliberations which we did have scheduled at this point in time. And this is really the point that we are at. We have interviewed people. It may be useful to simply give, I think, the members to just give an account of their broad, a general sort of view on this part of the process as the interviewing process so far. The opinion, how it's been, and a sort of a general comment rather than hone in on specifics per se at this first point. So, the members would just like to raise their hands if they have a comment. 3 days of interviews, Honourable Mabasa, Honourable Vandavestasem, and Honourable Ndikalama.
No, as you have correctly indicated to invite us to speak broadly, my feeling is that we do have a good team, so that if I was asked a question, whether should we get other people to be interviewed because we don't have a good team or what, I will very firmly respond and say we firmly do have a good team. The only challenge that we have is how to put that team together. But otherwise, I have confidence that the team that we will eventually end with will be a winning team. The second point I will make, out of the interview, I observed, speaking for myself, that the process itself was also identifying challenges, and it also went to a level of identifying potential solutions, which was an unintended benefit, you know, of the so that even the relationships between the different players, the board, the CEO, the parliament, etc., that comes out more vividly. My last comment is that, although I'm not sure if my comment stays in me on now or for the future, but I would be one of those people that would quickly say that access can be reduced with an objective of improving the
benefits.
Thank you,
Chairperson. I know that we are probably coming to the most difficult part of the whole process now, but I want to first thank you for the way in which you've conducted led the interviews, but also my fellow portfolio committee members. I wish they could hear when I spoke of you over the weekend to family in Gauteng and to others, how impressed I was with my fellow committee members, how they could rephrase when they saw that a candidate perhaps didn't understand the question, how that put candidates at ease, and so on. May I say that in the past, and remember now that's been my teaching career as you know, colleagues and so on, sometimes I've even found that some of my colleagues have embarrassed me during interviews. And I would love to say to them, you know, shut up, you have to embarrass us here in front of the candidate. And I've never, ever had that same emotion or feeling in this last week. I felt so proud of my fellow committee members and the way in which the interviews were conducted. I can also say my impression has been that the questions were very difficult. Perhaps for the next round, we may have to even simplify some questions. On the other hand, it showed up some candidates very clearly. Some of them were well prepared, so they in the answers it showed, and others were not so well prepared, and again, you know, they struggled to answer those questions. And in a sense, that is obviously the whole purpose of the interview. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we all appreciate those words, comments. Are there any other comments? General comments on Roland Gipolano?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I also might say that having gone through the torture, let me thank the chair for her leadership and everybody here, particularly the chair team. Now one can see the bed of preparation when the event comes. First of all, before I dwell on that, it has been a learning curve, you know, and a good experience. Although one has been doing this in other boards, which was mainly interviewing CEOs or senior managers, but this time was very, very interesting. Linked to that is the appropriateness of the questions, their nature and quality. Although many of us have things that they were tough, I think it's good that they were tough. Because out of that toughness, we will be able to pick up the best of the lot. Because at times, to me, even if one wasn't able to answer a question, but we could, out of whatever form of answer the question is given, we could still pick up the person's attitude. I definitely concur with some of us about the characterization of the quality of the issue. I trust and hope the CI would do their best to pick up all the qualities, because
surely there are things that would be helpful for them, even if they would come up down the line, but it's good to have them in time. I trust and hope to some stage would round up the process to getting a report on reference checking, because that's one area we're not able to see. And we can then look at the outstanding areas in terms of reference. But Chair, apologies to the coming team. You know, this is a trick that means that we actually need at some stage to focus on this various board and do a little bit of 51. I'm in the second term now, and I'm looking at others as well. Probably ahead in the second term, even if they were talked about later. But they did engage with various agencies who had gone. More often than not, we look very much from the CEO down to the senior manager to the last person. And it's only in my experience in SADC that the profile and significance of a board of directors has been so elucidated and brought to our attention that actually part of our oversight is also to look at all. So I'm formally confessing that this process has triggered to me, and I'm formalizing that request to everyone that can we sneak in, no matter how dense and heavy our program is as we trade in industry, that we focus on all the boards. Clearly that we'll be creative as who and how do we pick them up. But obviously to me the priorities would be boards of agencies that seem to be not that much my problem. Because the question is just a very simple question. If an agency is not doing that well, what is the board doing? So this experience has triggered that to me, other than the behavior
I must just say, quick for the, term of office of the various boards and that kind of thing, which we requested, I think, once when we were in 826, about 6 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. We have received very recently, last week, a response to that. Just that our plates are so full just as we talk that even to sort of start that process we may be sitting here at Christmas. But I just thought that we do have that. We should in fact acknowledge that more formally when we receive how many boards are involved, and we will do this at tomorrow's meeting so that there is a clear acknowledgement of that. That, of course, stems from that point you will recall you made at a previous meeting after I think I had said that every time you invite these boards to engage with you so that we can learn more, exercise our oversight, you learn of the demise of the board at the end of the term of office, one should rather be sending the flowers in advance rather than the invitation. So we then decided, no, we must get more scientific and let's get a tabulated exercise, which we have received. So I should just point out we have received that. But thank you very much, Honourable Ntikalana. Are there any other points, Honourable Kadebe?
Okay, I know, I'm very sorry. I can but not also thank our staff who are very helpful at the testing level, and our chemistry is Mark O'Henry when we're molding our questions, but there they are. They've been very, very quality.
Another chairperson, I thought a great one that was going to go here on the issue of the support staff. I think that's the way we make our report, our annual report, different to
that with the power that he knows that he was fighting Mr. Forestry.
I do think that that's quite a remarkable achievement in the flight from certain places. But again, I just want to perhaps re-emphasize the point which we acknowledged right at the beginning of the process, when our deadlines became absolutely pressurizing the process, if you like, that after we had examined the 84, we realised that certain problems were simply not represented there. And in fact, some of the nominees themselves referred to, I don't think they knew exactly who the nominees were, quite obviously, but did indicate the importance of trying to ensure broader representativity on the board and that kind of thing, at least on the application side. And I think that is something as well that we would need to note here, as this was our first experience as a portfolio committee of trade and industry in this area, and we would want to ensure that this sort of perhaps overlooking this and not having taken fully account of it should have had time to be able to address this earlier, and that we all need to make a recommendation as to where advertisements should be placed given the budget constraints, which we acknowledge. I mean, what to me was quite interesting from all of the nominees was that the number who agreed that the accessibility in terms of the documentation was a major problem. Almost across the board, when some reference was noted there, it was stated that this was quite an impediment for those who actually, the target group who really needed this, could not complete that form either effectively or on time. Of course, we also learned that some were not even aware that such grants were available. And probably the very communities that require such a system. So I think from these interviews, as someone has already said, I think that was the Honourable Mabasa, that we also learned of even extra challenges as a result of this interviewing process, having people from a wide range of backgrounds, as it were. The other thing as well is that while there were some of the nominees who were either had experience directly with the DA on a board or whatever, the most they had not. And for some who were reliant on, if you like, the electronic system didn't seem to be able to have access to the Act or the legislation itself. Again, this to me tells us that in the outreach and telling communities about this, everyone, that there has to be somewhere where a smaller document is able to outline and highlight these issues. So I think that we need to if we don't have a handshake ourselves on this, I think we've made notes, and we need to ask our very able and supportive and competent support team on the committee, Mr. Roman and Ms. Hurley. It was obviously not this minute, but certainly perhaps in the so-called recess or when the House has stopped sitting, to begin to try and document some of this for us in a draft document, as it were, so that we can also utilize that with respect to revising or reviewing the current legislation and the amending, or at least the subordinate legislation having to be looked at as well in some form or another. But I just say that this was in the nature of general commentary and not giving it to candidate or nominee X or nominee Y, because now we have seen and interviewed and had a conversation, we have engaged all the nominees that are on the short list who wish to be interviewed. And I think all of us, even though we had the weekend to look at the pulse, we would want to now look at it ourselves, both as individuals, but also as members of parliament belonging to political party persuasions and so on, to look at it. But I'm going to check with the Mr. Herman as to when we are going to do our final deliberation. And I think that's important, so that there's adequate time. Could you just speak to the mic and perhaps share with us that?
Finalization of this process has been scheduled for Tuesday, 3rd of November at 3 o'clock. But that's just tomorrow afternoon. But that is all subject to the committee concluding the deliberations. It doesn't mean it has to happen tomorrow, but it's all subject to the committee finalizing that process. So tomorrow, the committee will have the 2-week schedule, but it should be shortly, because in terms of the time frame that we need to complete for the board meeting.
I want to ask, because one is interested, you must have a countdown, which is a final due date, of everything must have been submitted and finished for.
I think the new parliamentary program indicates that parliament arrives on Friday the 13th, and I think the last sitting would be Friday the 12th. So that would be the last day for this committee to table that report. For Parliament, also for the House to either accept or reject the recommendation that committee may make. So the 12th of November is the last sitting day scheduled currently, based on the parliamentary program that we have at our disposal at this time. So if that would be the time frame for the committee to finalize its recommendation.
So in order for it to be ordered,
Generally, not only a recommendation, but any report, if all parties have seen to be paid for, but such a debate, or if there is a debate, find any matter. So if we adopt it tomorrow, it, 3 days before, then will be placed on the convention program for in the House.
Honourable
Mabasa?
Honourable
Mabasa?
Honourable
Mabasa?
Honourable
Mabasa?
Let's go one stage back and say, what is the one that last decision? What stage would that be? You know, and that stage.
Am I understanding you correctly, Honourable Mabasa? You say the one but last. We obviously sit on the 13th to say goodbye. But that can't be more, what would you call it? Well, process, you know. I don't think they're wanting to conduct votes on Friday the 13th, but rather on Friday, on Thursday the 12th. But I think Thursday's, you know, it may be almost advisable to try and look at a Wednesday in case any challenges or problems arise. You see, or Tuesday. So I'm just saying there are those kinds of issues. And but at the same time, we are also saying to members, today is Monday the 2nd. We don't want to say to the committee, tomorrow, you come in here ready to vote, you know. And that's it. No further time. We knocked on such a tight deadline. It's possible for us, I think that's what Mr. Hermans was saying, to possibly even look at Wednesday if we feel that we just need that little bit more time. And but I would say it's a very long. We'd be looking at Friday the 6th if we have a real challenge regarding our position. I really don't think we have an alternative to that.
Yes,
I
second your logical way of getting to that thing, because we also don't want to lengthen this for the sake of lengthening it, but it must also be combined with quality. I mean, the quality that has been going into this must not be spoiled in the last minute. So, I second your motivation.
Honorable Lavinia, first of all, my apologies for letting the system of your colleague sitting next to you had the thing they programmed. Roger, I wanted to check if we can at least look at either Wednesday afternoon or Thursday afternoon, because to me really tomorrow is too soon. One thing needs to consult, obviously. Thank you. Of course, you know, we must expect that we did not really anticipate the interviews on Monday when we drew up the schedule. In actual fact, you will recall, there was, if at all, one, going to be one, the overseas cancer, and no one else, if you remember that, which would have been fairly easy. So, you know, I want to take on board the motivation of trying to retain the integrity of the process by allowing further discussion outside of the committee with respect to political principles, and even with ourselves being able to look at things more carefully. So I think the point that has been made is that the Tuesday may just be a little too soon. And then let's accept that, because I think it's valid. And unless there's an objection to that ruling, Honourable Matt, is this an objection? So let me just pursue the point. The committee secretary is talking about after the House sitting on Thursday or possibly Wednesday. I think let's look at the whip as well. I was suggesting Wednesday just now, I know people have got their diaries, you know, so the moment you shift, they want to start consulting in their diaries as I do. So let's just keep that open. Let's hear the, is it on this particular point, Honourable Member Vestager? But on this day? No. Honourable Khadebe?
Honourable Chairperson, I'm looking at the program which we have adopted. I can see that on Wednesday the polls were supposed to sit on from 9 to 11 in the morning, and then the deliberation was on the report on annual report. Yeah. I don't think that the art one can take such a long time. But what then we suggest that let us not also propage tomorrow. We can come tomorrow and discuss, but let's say we finally make a final determination on Wednesday, so that because really I think that it is Wednesday has got some sort of an idea. Well, what I know, with the way this thing has flowed, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of convention. So where we're convention, why is this actually there? We can well convention tomorrow, we can sit down and convention, but if there are differences, then we make the final determination. If we see the point of their divergence tomorrow, then we go and consult further tomorrow, and then by Wednesday, we combine it with that one, and then I think that we can do that. Because the way this committee is working is one of the super committees that we're doing.
Well, let's put it this way. Tomorrow, deliberations can be more specific rather than general. But with, I think I understand what Honorable Lavinia is saying. You know, it's the access to possibly the political principles at this point which would preclude her giving definitive responses, regardless of what one may call an individual assessment. I don't want to put words into your mouth, but I'm seeing it like that. Is this correct?
Yes.
That's correct. It may be pertinent for us to not belabor the point on Tuesday the 3rd, 15th, the 18th, and so on. Possibly an hour rather than 3 hours and so on, and to see what it is that can be shared. If we actually believe as individual members of the committee, it's almost too early to even go that far. I think it's case we're not going to put members under undue pressure, because as I just said, in my own opinion as chairperson, we have retained the integrity of the process. We would not want to at this stage to distort this integrity in any way whatsoever. Honorable Lavinia?
So, no, I think the issue is the finalization, but discussion wouldn't do any harm. So I agree with you fully.
So we'd be looking to the members then at tomorrow, possibly then 1,500 to 1,600. Is that all right? Or even 1,530 to 1,630. Well, we can stretch it to 2 from 15 to 17, but I'm saying that we're not going to take decisions tomorrow. Am I correct now? Possibly. Now, the point you wish to make, Honourable Van der Vest.
Chairperson, I and I believe many of my fellow committee members have allocated points, marks, to the candidates. And can I say, I've tried to do that only on what I observed during the interview. I know there may be other factors also coming in when we go back to their full CVs and their backgrounds and so on. I'm quite happy to share with anyone my marks that I've worked on. And I would hope sort of the convergence that our chief of our work is expecting that you know, I think, but hopefully there will be some on which we disagree that there were strong candidates. I believe there will be some on which we will agree that, you know, they didn't shape in the interviews as well. And then obviously there's the difficult grey area in between. Can I also say that I've looked at my list, we have not had so many chartered accountants, and we've not had so many practicing legal practitioners. So, in a sense, those are two separate categories that we must decide on. We've got, let's say, 3 chartered accountants, we must decide which of them. Which, to my mind, will make it a little bit easier than to select from 32. Those two are prescribed by law, that there must be those two posts earmarked for those professions. So then for the rest, there are only 5 positions left, and obviously that's where it will become a bit more difficult, I expect. So what I'm suggesting is that, well, if it can be of any assistance to you, that I submit my 22, what do you call it, forms, to Andre or to Mara, and some of you would also like to look at it or whatever, and they can just to see how much convergence is there.
Only thing is, I see Honorable Pashlele, and I know he wanted to have his forms in, and he said he wants to. I'm not sure how far that went, because he knew there would be difficulties this week. You remember, he raised that with us, but felt that whatever he had done, he would appreciate it if it was taken into account, and to be consulted as well on that particular call, which we're quite entitled to do, is to consult, you know, in this. So what I want to propose is this. I have to be very honest with you. I've done mine with a pencil. You know, while I'm sort of looking and then going backwards, and then I realized I was a bit harsh sometimes in the beginning, and then got too slow at other times, you know. And then you want to try almost and balance your position, I mean, as individuals as well. So I have to be honest, at this stage, I would have to stand in a very personal position of chair. I would not want to hand mine in. I see I've put ticks in two rows of and columns in some cases, where I'm still debating with my full notes where to put the tick finally. And I have to be very honest with you. But then I was also, for many years, lecturing and teaching, and I think I often did that then as well. And then, you know, put them in an ink when I finally taken my position. I do think, of course, that this is a legal process, and these forms are handed in after the decision has been made. If I understand this correctly, was I formed correctly on that card or not? When is this handed in? Because I know that that's why we have this. So if there's any challenge, such work becomes part of the committee work, you see, and I must make that clear to me. Yes, Honourable
Madam. Although, Chairperson, I think we've said to each other that it's not a mathematical exercise, and the weight carried by each of the questions is not necessarily, you know, the same. So while a score is an indication, I think we have said, or at least shared between us, that we're not just going to do a mathematical exercise and say, well, of all the candidates, this one got the highest scores if we add all together.
No, I think that's quite clear. That's quite clear. But I think in the end, when there are these challenges, people say, did they apply their mind? And then it becomes quite clear that the honourable members, in fact, applied their mind. So I think we're all on board. As I take, we're all in the same direction. We all agree so far on the process. I'm looking at honourable members, as I say this, case one or two have a different point of view. So we move forward. We move forward on the basis that tomorrow is not the finalization, and that's absolutely clear. And that the finalization process will take place on Wednesday the 4th, and hopefully then that will be achieved, and we can go on, as all committees can, until 1 o'clock. We just believe we may be finished at 11. But we can easily do that. So that we don't even need permission for that, because Wednesday is our allocated day. There's one other thing which has come up in the committee from time to time, and that is the anomaly. Very different issue now. Perhaps we can close the National Lottery Board. But finally, officially, seeing as the camera seems to be focused on one of it too much today, we want to thank the task team, all members of the task team, who were very dedicated and enabled this process to go a lot smoother than perhaps may have been the case. That we also had the raw data in front, but we had these summaries. And in particular, let me thank publicly the Honourable Chikolana for leading that process. Thank you. Yeah. So, and now members, on an entirely different note, is the ACC. I myself took the opportunity to study the ACC batches of them and realized it just doesn't add up, because here are our programs staffed by the office of the Honourable Mapela, you know, why are there these continued anomalies? I only learned on Friday afternoon that our file had been lost. Now, I don't want to mention the office because it's got one of these technical names, and that may explain. And I then asked Mr. Herman, through Ms. Herling, because you remember he was at another management meeting, I wanted to start addressed directly with the head of committees and what other sections were involved, because I do not want to see another APC that doesn't agree with the program that was passed. And if such an anomaly occurs, the dates for Wednesday are 9 o'clock. They are 9 o'clock as per agreement of the committee. And if it's 8:30, it's by special agreement. Fridays, again, at the request of the committee, is 8:30 if we sit on a Friday to facilitate the early slot. So on that note, I want to thank everyone for their dedication and their application. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow afternoon for a short while in which venue? In the same venue again. Would members like to start at 1500 for Hotbar Street? Let's just finish this. 1500 for Hotbar. I mean, it is 1500 scheduled. I'll be here with the committee staff. Thank you. Honourable Mabasa, as we now draw to an official close.
I wanted to be sure about the application of 9 o'clock compared to 9:30. Remember that we want, not specifically 9 o'clock compared to 9:30, because we want that as another thing. So just so that one is sure what the
Well, it was supposed to be 9 o'clock Tuesday and Wednesday. That was the decision. A flight, members due to the road construction from the airport to Parliament, would always get here at 9:15 or 9:20. You know, so in the end, while we were still Tuesday and Wednesday, a decision was taken, all right, let's accept a reality. 9:30 Tuesday. 9 o'clock Wednesday, because you shouldn't be travelling from constituency on that day. You know, as a normal routine, you should be in Parliament, the committee week. So that was the decision, but the Friday was a special request to do with flights, which we had to get permission for, 8:30, so that if we could try and finish by 10:30 or 11. Now, I hope I've clarified that to members. Thank you. We don't meet now on a Tuesday as our day. We meet on Wednesdays. If we have work for Tuesday, it has to be in the afternoon. That is the decision of the Chief Whip through the Whips Forum, the Senior Whips Forum. Now, I want to close the meeting. I know no one wants to see it extended. Release you. I believe that the whip of the ANC wants to the ANC to remain behind, but we can confirm that. Thank you. Right.
Can I
talk
about what time does that
No, there is transport laid on. There is transport laid on. What time is it, please? I think it's probably 7 o'clock. Was it earlier? All right, members. Liaison a one-to-one with Mr. Herman about the transport, please. Thank you.
One to one. So the 10th of the